far as rules are concerned, in personal management, there is an importance of devising all the clear rules. That means whatever rules they say in personal management, they were giving clear rules what to do, when to do, how to do it. It was absolutely delineated. While in case of HR management, can do outlook certain rules and they are impatient with the rules. We are more people related rather than only follow up of the rules. As far as guide to management action is concerned, in personal management, we were very much strict about the procedures, how it to be followed. Standard operating procedures. One has to go from this to this. This is how it has to be done. While in case of HR management, we say that as per the business needs, we may revise the procedures, we may do whatever is necessary. As far as the behavioral referent is concerned, in personal management, there were very, very strict norms. The customs and the practices were absolutely defined and one has to follow them as per verbatim. While here, in case of HR management, they are more interested in values and the mission of the organization or mission of the hospital, as we say. As far as the managerial task vis-a-vis the labor is concerned, in case of personnel management, it was more of monitoring. So one has to see how exactly the laborers are working right from morning to evening, whether they are following all the rules and regulations or not, whether they are taking tea time, means strictly 15 minutes between 10 and 10:15 only, and whether they are taking lunch time between 12 and 12:30 or 12:40 only or not. While in case of HR management, it is more of nurturing. As per the need of the person, one may alter the timings or alter the procedures as per the need. So, as far as the managerial task vis-a-vis labor is concerned, it is more of nurturing in case of HR management. As far as the key relations are concerned, in personnel management, they were more of labor management, while in HR management, it is more of a customer need-based thing. So, if the customer tells that it has to be done like this, this is their requirement, the employee has to work as per that, rather than only labor management. As far as the initiative is concerned, in case of personnel management, as per the need, sometimes they were done in piecemeal and not integrated at all. While in case of HR management, as far as the initiatives are concerned, usually they are integrated, where we are bringing the organization and employees together so that the goals of an individual employee as well as the organization, both of them will be achieved and people will harmoniously and happily work for the organization. As far as the speed of decisions is concerned, in case of personnel management, they were very slow. You can recall some of the earlier days of organizations and hospitals where they used to say that if the employee will say that I want a service record of my service in this hospital or organization, the personnel manager will take minimum 7 to 10 days to give that kind of certificate. While in case of HRM, they are very fast. Within a day, it can be given. Management role was more of transactional in those days, while today in HRM, we are talking about more of transformational role of manager, more of leadership, and that is leading to winning the confidence of all the employees as well as the customers. Now, as far as the communication was concerned, in earlier days in personnel management, it was indirect. It was going from one superior to the subordinate to the next superior, then it was going to the top management. While in case of HR management, a person can directly talk to the top management if required. So it is more of direct. As far as the price management skills are concerned, there was more of negotiation which was going on, say in case of collective bargaining with the labor president, union president and all, or in case of requirement of any employee, it was more of negotiation which was occurring between the personal management and the employee, while it is more of facilitation that is being done in HR management. As far as the selection is concerned, in personal management, there were separate marginal risks were there, while here tasks were there, while in case of HRM, they are integrated and key tasks are to be taken care of. As far as the pay is concerned, it was more based on job evaluation and the fixed rate was given based on that evaluation of the job done. Various methods were being used. It was either the classification of the job classification or factor comparison method, etc. But once it is fixed, the same thing was given. While in case of HRM, we are thinking about giving the pay to the person based on his performance. So it is more of performance linked pay, PLP. As far as the conditions are concerned, working conditions, the job conditions, they were separately negotiated, while it is more of harmonized negotiation which is there in HRM. As far as the labor management is concerned, there was more of collective bargaining which was occurring between the union representatives, union presidents and secretaries and other people, and it was mainly the collective bargaining contracts were there for all the employees, while in case of HRM, it is an individual contract which is being signed between the employee and the manager, because it is more of merit based, more of performance based and all. So individual person it is there. Now as far as the job categories or grades are concerned, there were many job categories, while today it is more of very few categories of jobs that are delineated. As we know, in today's world, the flat organizations are more common. Earlier it was more of vertical organizations. Many levels were there. In managerial cadre also we have seen 8 to 10 levels, while today hardly 3 to 4 levels are there. So there are few categories of jobs and grades. As far as the job design is concerned, there was more of division of labor, while today we are talking about teamwork. Coherence of the team members is helping us in significantly increasing the performance of individuals by synergistic action. Say 1 plus 1 can become equal to 11 rather than 2. So conflict handling was mainly, we were reaching for a temporary truce. For the temporary time being, it was being managed, while today we are trying to manage the climate and culture of the organization in such a way that the conflicts are not occurring, and if at all they occur, it is easily solved. As far as the training and development is concerned, in personal management, there was very, very controlled access to various courses that were run, while in case of HRM, it is more of a learning company. We have understood the importance of learning organization, where each and every employee should learn newer and newer skills, should upgrade their skills and knowledge so that they can stand in the world competition and they can acquire the latest knowledge. And that's how the organizational goals can be achieved in a better way. As far as the focus of attention for interventions is concerned, there were defined personnel procedures, while in HRM they are wide, which is ranging cultural, structural and personnel strategies. As far as the respect for employees is concerned, in personnel management, the labor was treated as a tool which is expendable and replaceable. Use and throw, that was the procedure used by personnel managers in those days. While today HR managers, we treat the people as assets to be used for the benefit of the organization, employees as well as society. So employees, individual goals also should be taken care of, societal goals also to be taken care of, as well as the organizational goals. So all the people working for the hospital, they are the assets of the hospital. That is the mentality of the HR managers. As far as the shared interests are concerned, interests of the organization are the topmost or uppermost, that was considered by personal managers, while in HRM we are thinking there is a mutuality of interest between the employees and the organization. So both interests should be taken care of. As far as the evolution goes, the personal management precedes HR manager, while HR management is the latest. As far as the nature of the work is concerned, in personnel management it was more of curative nature. Whatever problem comes, you have to solve that. While in HR manager, it is more of a preventive thing, so that the problem does not arise as far as the employees of the hospital are concerned. So now let's understand the concept of human resource development, HRD. Well, as we have learned, the various functions of HRM, which we will be learning also further, the human resource development is the main function of HR management. Here we are developing the human resources by improving their talents, so that the organization remains operational and grows, and the growth of the person as well as the organization occurs. That's our aim. Well, today we are talking about learning organizations. Everybody must learn, and the latest things that are available, skill development, competency development, all these things are very, very important. Otherwise, in the present scenario of change that is occurring all over the world, with the liberalization, privatization and globalization that has occurred, with the improvement in information technology that has occurred, it will be very difficult to compete with the other companies or other hospitals or healthcare management things or organizations, unless your employees improve their skills continuously by continuing medical education for medical people, by continuing paramedical education for paramedical people, for nursing. All kinds of latest developments they should learn, acquire the newer skills and implement that in their work. Unless that is done, it will be very difficult for them to compete with the other hospitals of the world. Let's take one small example. When I was studying in, say, 75 to 80, when I did my MBBS, I had seen the patients in my hospital for hyperacidity leading to peptic ulcer being operated in those days. In after, say, 15 years or so, we have never heard a single patient having peptic ulcer or because of the hyperacidity being operated. Why? What has happened now? There are very powerful drugs, omeprazole, pantoprazole, etc., that have come, that have been devised by various pharmaceutical companies, which has got strong effect, which are proton pump inhibitors, etc., on the lining of the stomach, which were producing hydrochloric acid. And hence, it has led to reduction in the acid level to such a marked extent that the ulcers which were formed are being healed within few days to a month. We are just observing them by doing the gastroscopy periodically. And even H. pylori, which is the organism which is responsible for that, we have developed the right kind of 1 to 2 weeks treatment, around 10 days treatment for that, and usually the ulcer heals and there is no need of operation at all. So you can understand, when you go on learning newer things, and if you do continuous medical education by attending various seminars, CMEs, workshops, etc. You learn these things and there is no need of operation at all. In fact, with the present scenario of laparoscopic surgeries that has occurred, the large scars which were there and some of the surgeons were taking pride in operating and saying that I have given 25 stitches to you and 30 stitches, all that is gone. There are minimal stitches with laparoscopic surgeries and now people are talking about even sutureless surgeries by using the orifices through which the equipments are inserted and operations are done. So those surgeons who have not learned the newer technique of laparoscopic surgery probably have become the bottom surgeons where they are able to operate only for piles and fissures and things like that, which you can understand naturally they will become obsolete within few months or within few years. So you should understand that as far as the human resources in the hospital are concerned, one should develop them regularly to improve their talents so that they can remain operational and they can grow further in their field. Otherwise, they will become obsolete and even the hospital gradually will lose the number of patients they are getting and it will lead to defamation of the hospital and probably it may have to close down. So HR management has to see to it that they always develop their employees periodically and get the latest knowledge and monitor them and motivate them to learn newer and newer things and facilitate them to achieve that. Continuous and planned way to develop HR and develop their inner potential for present requirement as well as for future requirement has to be done by HR management. What is the future requirement? Think about certain things which are coming up, which are the challenges for you today. Say diabetes is a challenge. India is going to be the world capital as far as the diabetes mellitus is concerned. Unless you develop sufficient number of centers to monitor, to treat, to prevent diabetes in India, it will be an explosion of diabetic patients leading to multiple complications and leading to multiple deaths also. So one has to think about the future requirement of this based on the trend that is going up. One has to do the epidemiological studies and extrapolate this for the future, and accordingly one has to gear up to see to it that we are able to prevent this disease as far as possible. And for that, and of course for cure also, one should develop more and more number of such centers and expertise to see to it that it is taken care of. Apart from that, one should invest more in research so that it can be prevented or it can be easily treated, so that it is not going to hamper the life of the patients of our population as well as the morbidity of our population. Otherwise, it is going to wipe out the GDP which is increasing day by day for India in few years. So one has to think from all the angles and as per that develop our employees, develop our doctors, paramedical people, and facilitate the research to be done to curb this kind of menace which is likely to occur. We are fortunate to curb the menace of HIV today as compared to what it was earlier. We have seen that in Africa, most of our adults died because of HIV and there were mainly elders and children remaining. And many of these children also have developed HIV in those days. Fortunately, by doing the right kind of test, CD4 count and other things, and early diagnosis and the antiretroviral therapy that has been developed and being given free of cost to the patients, it is now under control. So similarly, one has to see to it that one should continuously plan the the future requirement as per the extrapolation of the epidemiological studies for various diseases, and then develop our employees, maybe medical, paramedical people, pharmaceutical people, etc., to see to it that even future requirements are taken care of. Develop organizational processes and culture in such a way that it is going to lead to coherent team members, a good teamwork, and each and every person in this team should be highly motivated, and it should be a kind of feeling that it's a kind of citizenship that should be developed. The sense of belonging should be there for the hospital, whereby they are not going to jump from one hospital to other just to earn few thousand rupees more. That kind of high inspiration should be inculcated in your employees by the HR development, by your HR managers, so that they are developed, so that they feel the inner need, the potential of them is satisfied, and they are developed in the right way, so that it will lead to better citizen, better prevention of the disease, and overall society and national upliftment also. So let's understand some of the key functions of HRM. First and foremost is policy formulation. The various kinds of HR policies are formulated by HR department based on the values, based on the vision and mission statement of the hospital or healthcare in which this HR person is working. Then there are staff functions for his own department, the recruitment, selection of their own department people they are going to do, their development, their upgradation, etc., their salary and all. And line function, so in line function they are going to, in staff function they are going to help the other people by giving right kind of advice, by providing the right kind of expertise for various problems that they are facing, etc. And in line function it will be for their own department, where procurement, so which will be recruitment, selection, induction, then development, HR development already we have learned just now, then integration of various functions and various people regarding the team building and all, and then maintaining them, then employee records have to be kept, and for research and development, and personnel information system by proper communication to various people regarding their rights, regarding their policies, regarding the vision and mission and values of the company, etc. And as far as the managerial functions of HRM is concerned, it will be planning, organizing, directing and controlling for their own department people. So policy formation, consider the strategic plan and external environment of the organization. Let's go into little more details about these functions. One has to consider, while formulating the policies of the hospital or healthcare, what is the strategic plan of the hospital. Now, strategic plan is achieved by vision and mission statement, by external environment as well as internal environment being taken care of. In external environment, we talk about sociological, political, economical, legal and technical aspects, where we think about what is the demographic population, what are the number of patients likely to occur, what is the sex ratio, what are the various problems that we are facing in this particular locality. So demography, age, sex, overall extrapolation of various diseases that are occurring by epidemiological studies. All those things one has to think about while formulating the strategic plan. And of course the labor laws also one has to think of. How the society is going, what are the cultural aspects of society changing, the attitudes of people changing towards health, towards the addictions, etc. one has to think of. So external we saw was society, legal also, labor laws and other things. Economical, if there is a recession, it is likely that people don't have enough of money to spend for their own health, for prevention of the health, for curing of the health also. So one has to think from all that angle and accordingly have the fee structure of the hospital. And technological advances that are occurring all over the world, one has to look into that and try to procure the latest equipments for the hospital so that we can be world class hospitals, whereby we can get medical tourists to come to our hospitals and take care of that, whereby we can achieve even better foreign currency for our nation and a name and fame for our nation, for our medical field as well. So all these things, while formulating the policies, one has to think of that what kind of patients we are going to admit in our hospital, whether foreign tourists also will admit, whether we are going to promote the medical tourism, whether we are going to promote and facilitate the admission of those patients, whether we are going to send some of our doctors and marketing people in other countries to see, say, to tell them that we have got competent doctors in these fields and we have got enough of hospitals which can cure these kind of problems at much cheaper rate as compared to what they are being treated in your country. So all these policy formulation will be made based on the strategic plan of the hospital, which will see for the external aspect, the requirement in the external and the changes that are occurring in the external environment, as well as one has to do the SWOT analysis, that is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats in the internal, what kind of competencies we have got based on the number of specialists, doctors, paramedical staff, the infrastructure, the right kind of equipments, tools, all those things one has to think of. So strengths, what are our strengths? What are the fields in which we cannot do right now because we don't have radiation therapy equipments, we don't have the right kind of talented people who can give this kind of radiation therapy or what. So suppose these are the weaknesses, don't involve into more of cancer treatment for radiation therapy. So based on that one has to formulate policy form, should be formed, that what kind of patients we are going to take, how we are going to treat, what kind of employees we are going to employ. So this is how one has to consider the strategic plan as well as external environment. So suppose in other hospitals we have got certain criteria of a person being employed based on the qualification, experience, etc. Suppose in other hospitals we have seen that these criteria are mismatching with the hospital, probably you may have to align them at times so that you can get the right talented people for your organization if required. Similarly, suppose you saw that the overall salary structure of other hospitals, they have increased by 10% or 15%, you may also have to be in par with them, otherwise you are going to lose your talented employees who are likely to go away. As we have seen in our Adam's equity theory, people are going to think about that in theories of motivation. So one has to formulate the policies based on that. What are the holidays are being given in a particular country? Say we are in Middle East, holidays are to be given not on Sundays but on Fridays. So one has to think about that and make the policy form based on that. Then comes staff function, where it relates to grievances for overtime work. Suppose people say that we don't want to do overtime, or we want twice the amount paid should be paid as per the Factories Act also, one has to follow that. Then regarding promotion, if there are any grievances, one has to justify why a particular person is given promotion and why not, and that has to be given well in advance, and the clear criteria should be given in the performance appraisal form and conveyed to the employees in a proper way before the year starts, so that when the promotions are given, they are not going to be disgruntled about the decisions that the top management is taken for the employees. Similarly, by transferring one person, it has to be taken in writing from the employee when you are recruiting them, well in advance that transfer, they should be willing to get transferred to another location when you have got a chain of hospitals in multiple locations all over India or all over the world, so that they are not disgruntled that why I am now being transferred from my city to another city. Similarly, one should look into disciplinary action to be taken based on the prevalent laws of the land, based on all the procedures to be followed properly while taking decision for disciplinary action. There should be departmental inquiry, there should be charge sheet to be given, departmental inquiry to be taken, and principle of natural justice to be followed. All those things which we learn in our industrial relations, one has to follow that and accordingly take care that a person is not having any grievances against the disciplinary procedure that is being followed. Otherwise, it's likely that he'll go into court against you and there will be lot of time loss, money loss, and lot of headaches for you in future. As far as the advice is concerned regarding objectives as well as legal advice to be given to your top management based on the expertise developed by HR people who are in IR and labor laws, industrial relations and labor laws, so that they can take the right decisions for taking the disciplinary action and any other statutory requirement to be fulfilled by the hospital, like biomedical waste hazard management as per the rules of biomedical waste hazard. For say suppose you are in Maharashtra, it will be Maharashtra Pollution Control Board. If you are in Gujarat, it will be Gujarat Police Pollution Control Board, etc. So one has to follow that. Then as far as the line functions are concerned, they should go into for proper recruitment, selection, then induction and orientation, development, compensation, integration of all these functions, and maintenance of human resources of the organization to achieve the individual as well as organizational goals. They should see to it that proper training programs are developed based on the training assessment to be done. Needs training, need assessment should be done, and based on that, individual or group or organizational training programs should be developed and imparted, along with proper evaluation of these training programs should be done. And there should be clear-cut policies which should guide the performance appraisals, how the performance appraisal form to be filled. A lot of efforts should be put in first to develop a proper performance appraisal form for your employees. It should be customized, and then people should be given proper knowledge about that, and skills should be developed among the immediate superior and next superior people to take care of this performance appraisal and performance management process in such a way that nobody feels that any discrimination is being done. It should be really fair, and this will lead to better policies for promotions, and even later in case of decline of the organization, if required, even separation or even for the normal retirement processes. One has to see to it that a person who retired should get his dues within a day after retirement or on the last day of the retirement. Now, as far as the control is concerned, one should audit all the departments. Medical audit is very important aspect for quality control or quality management system, and one should go into for internal audit regularly, as well as one should go in for external audits. It can be ISO 9001:2008, it can be NABH, National Accreditation Board of Hospitals, it can be Joint Commission of Hospitals, JCI, which is an international body for accreditation, where lot of things are to be taken care of. And once you got this kind of accreditation, it is automatically going to improve upon as far as the systems and procedures are concerned, as far as the quality of services is concerned, and patient satisfaction is concerned. So one should go for such auditing and stabilization. One should grant for annual increments which is at par with other hospitals. One should solve all the union's grievances. One should have a proper grievance redressal forum, a proper procedure to be followed, and at various levels one can go in for that. While we are going to learn in detail about grievance redressal, we are going to learn that, and one should take disciplinary actions based on the standing orders that you have formulated, where it is clearly mentioned that these are the acts of omissions or commission which the employee does. This will lead to such and such a kind of disciplinary action. One has to follow that. The proper procedure has to be followed, and even rewards should be given, appreciation should be given to the employees if they have done something good. And these rewards should be proportional to the benefits they are giving to the organization in achieving the organizational goals.